here are the clothes. Yeah. Here are your clothes.
Would you ever say here's your clothes?
Here's your clothes. No, I wouldn't say here's your clothes.
And you're taking a child to the dentist and he was scared. The dentist might say, well, you don't need to be scared. I wasn't going to hurt you.
I'm not going to hurt you?
Do you ever use the word ain't?
Not very often.
How would you use it?
Well, I know what it means. Certainly it means I'm not going to.
I mean, do you ever jokingly use it?
Oh, I suppose so, yeah. Yeah, sometimes.
How
would you pronounce it? That you would say, I ain't going to do that, something like that.
But
yeah, I hardly ever, not even joking very often. I suppose there are occasions when you would.
If you were having an argument with somebody and you wanted to ask him if he didn't think you were right about something, you'd say, well, I'm right. What, I'm right? You say, ain't I, or aren't I, or how would you?
I don't know. It would sound funny either way. I wouldn't say, ain't I? Certainly not. But I don't know what I would say, aren't I, either.
What about, am I not? Would you?
I might say that, yeah.
How would you?
I don't know what I'd say, any of it. I don't know what I'd say, really. Don't you think I'm right, maybe?
Say if I ask you, was that you I saw someplace yesterday? You might say, well, I didn't go there, so it
wasn't me.
Okay. And if a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a
sample.
And she sees a dress she likes a lot, she'd say the dress is very
pretty.
And a child might say, Susie's dress is pretty, but mine is even
prettier.
And something a woman would wear over her dress in the kitchen.
An apron.
And to sign your name in ink, you'd use
a pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place.
A diaper pin?
Do you pronounce those the same?
Pin and pen? No.
Say it again.
Pin and pen.
Oh. Okay.
Do you think I pronounce them the same?
I pronounce them the same, and I have a real hard time.
Pin. What do you say? What do you call it?
Pen.
Pen? Pen? Call it a pen? That's not quite the same, though, is it? Okay. What does a baby? What do you use to
pass?
Pen. Pen. And what would you call? What would you call this? There's a difference. I can tell a difference in the way you say it.
I used to have a hard time hearing it sometimes.
Yeah.
Soup you buy comes in a can made out of
tin.
And a dime is worth
10 cents.
And what would a man wear to church on Sunday?
A suit.
And if he just bought it, it'd be a brand
new suit.
And what were the parts of a three-piece suit?
A vest coat and a pair of pants.
Okay. Any other name for pants?
Trousers.
Is that the same?
As far as I know, yeah.
What did farmers wear that come up?
Overalls.
And if you went outside without your coat and you were getting cold and you wanted it, you'd tell someone, would you run inside and
get my coat
and what it to me
and bring it to me
and say, so he got it and he
brought it
and he say, here I have what you your coat
brought,
and he'd say, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it
fit.
And if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them
fat,
or it makes them
bulge.
Okay. And you'd say, I washed the shirt and it
is clean.
Or, it used to fit me, but then I washed it.
Oh, it shrunk.
Okay. And every shirt I've washed recently has
shrunk.
And I hope this shirt doesn't
shrink.
And if a woman likes to put on good clothes, you'd say she likes to
dress up.
Would you say that about a man?
Yeah.
What
if
she likes to stand in front of me?